time for daily acts of kindness and watch the awesomeness unfold. A message from your friends at Crawford Funeral Homes.
Okay, Owen Cronick leading off for Norway here in the fourth inning. 6-0, Norway leading Kingsford in this district championship game. 11 and 12-year-old Little League Baseball, and it comes in and hits him. The pitch from Chrisman pegs Owen Cronick to start the inning. Everybody cheers except for Owen Cronick, who took the hit. Now Miles Wangen. Big, big base hit for him last night. He's one of the reasons Norway is still playing ball. He swings and grounds this one to third. The throw will go to second base for the out. So a fielder's choice play. We have four umpires for this one. One out. Eli Rosati, the batter now for Norway. Eli's had a fine tournament for the mini knights, I call them. Pitch in for strike one from Connor Chrisman. Runner at first base for Norway, one out. And this one's in the dirt, stopped by the catcher Hendricks. Setting up outside to the right-handed batter, and the pitch is in for strike two. Rosati back in the box now. Here's the pitch to him. And he swings and pops it up on the infield. It bounces in front of the mound. From his knees, the throw to first won't be in time. Rosati will get an infield base hit out of that. A nice effort by Connor Chrisman to get to that ball. And from his knees, made the throw, but it'll be an infield hit for Rosati. And two are on now. Reed Anderson, the batter for Norway. First pitch to him is a strike on the inside corner. Then the winner of this tournament heads down to Grosse Pointe, playing the state tournament. Bill Crandall, the tournament director down there, will take good care of whichever UP team here makes it. The wild pitch back to the screen, and so the runners go to second and third. Well, a base hit means two runs for Norway. Reed Anderson back in the box now. 6-0 Norway trying to tack on. Here's the pitch. Swung on and grounded to short. Oh, and he boots it. It goes into center field. One run is in. The other runner will go to third. And on to first base. He'll get an RBI out of that. There was a misplay at short. It's an error, but the run was coming in anyway. And it's 7-0 Norway. And the batter is Brock Baldwin. First pitch to him, he backs away. They've got him at first and third with just one out here in the fourth inning. Baldwin looks at a strike there so that the runner can go down to second. So Norway now with second and third leading 7-0 here in the fourth inning. In Quinnesec. That one is inside to Baldwin. Now we're ready. Chrisman delivers. There's a strike, and that is a strikeout. So Connor Chrisman with another strikeout, and it'll bring up Colton Flesher. With two out and runners at second and third for Norway. Left-handed batting Flesher wears number 17. Looks like we're going to get a runner over at third base for Norway. Colton Flesher at the plate, left-handed batter with two on. Takes a big swing and a miss, but he just got a piece of it. The ball got away, and the runner was coming in from third. Brock Baldwin, who's at third base. He's running because he just got out of the game, out of strikeout, or out of the inning. Lesher takes a strike, so that's two of them now, as Crispin looks for another strikeout. 11 and 12-year-old baseball all-star game here in Quinnesec. Lesher swings and strikes out, and Connor Crispin, another strikeout. But Norway gets another run, and it is 7-0 Norway as we go to the bottom of the fourth. We're back in 90 seconds.
At Elmers County Market, we're pleased to help support high school sports. Hockey, football, basketball, cheer, wrestling, baseball.
Scotty continues to pitch for Norway. It's 7-0. The Norway lead over Kingsford, top of the order here. And a fastball back to the screen. Dylan Fortier at the plate. Rosati just 42 pitches to get through the first three innings. So that's right on target for 85 to get him through a complete game if he can continue that way. The foul ball left side. So 1-1 is the count on Dylan Fortier. Griffin Johnson, Owen Percolosi to follow for Kingsford here in the fourth inning. Norway 7, Kingsford nothing. Norway has just 4 base hits in the game, but they've managed to make do with them. Couple of mistakes by Kingsford obviously helped out, and wild pitches didn't help the Norway Kingsford cause. Swung on and hit down the left field line. That is a fair ball, and that is a base hit. And going to second, the fly, that he is safe. A double and the first hit of the game for Kingsford. As Dylan Fortier gets the base. Wait a minute, that was not 40. What's going on here? Okay, I had one guy missing. I beg your pardon. Now Fortier is at the plate. So a runner on second for Kingsford. And this one is fouled away right side. So 1-1 the count. Runner on second base for Kingsford here. Now the pitch. Upstairs to Fortier. Norway leading 7-0, but still half a game to go here in Quinnesec. That went outside, and so Fortier trying to work the count here. Griffin Johnson on deck. Fortier swings and bounces this one to the left side. That is through for a base hit. Runner being waved around third. Here he comes home, and the throw to the plate. It gets away. There's a run, and all the way to third goes Fortier, and Kingsford back on the scoreboard. 7-1. So, goes to third on the error, Kingsford. Back within 7-1 now, and Griffin Johnson at the plate. Now time is called. I'm not sure what they're doing here. Maybe a runner? Hopefully an umpire walking over toward the Kingsford dugout on the first base side. And the coach over as well. They're going to chat as Griffin Johnson waits to come to the plate here for Kingsford. And Norway will have a visit on the mound while this is all going on. Well, the conversation is over. Nobody out yet here in the fourth inning. A couple of doubles to start the inning for the Kingsford All-Stars. And that one in the dirt. Runner at third base. Kingsford Major Little League All-Stars trying to come back as Rosati shut him out for three innings. But honestly, Kingsford was hitting the ball, but literally right at people. This one swung on and lofted foul over the third base dugout by Griffin Johnson. sunny evening here in Quinnesec. And that pitch is swung out and smoked to left field. That's a base hit. Here comes a run in to score. Kingsford within 7-2 on the RBI base hit by Griffin Johnson. Smacked it hard to left field, down the line. Now Owen Percolosi, the batter. Three straight hits to start the inning. First pitch to Percolosi, and he swings and grounds it to second. He misplays the ball, and everybody's safe. The momentum of the game turning from Norway to Kingsford. Two on, nobody out, and Connor Christman, the batter. We're going to get a visit from the Norway dugout. They're still ahead by 5 runs, but they've given up 3 hits in a row. And Connor Christman coming to the plate after this chat on the mound is concluded. Norway scored 6 early runs. They got another in the top of this inning, but Kingsford has 2 on the board. And Coach Pioli talking with Connor Christman right now about this at bat. 7-2, bottom of the fourth. This is a 6-inning game, unless, of course, it's tied. First pitch now to Connor Christman, and a shot up the middle. That is caught at short. He'll touch the bag, but nobody was there, but it is a catch. And just like that, wow, nice catch right up the middle. And now the batter is Pietrantonio. 2 outs on that double play. He didn't have to shovel it to anybody. He took second base himself. Pietrantonio hits a little tap foul. It's a huge, huge double play for Norway. And really no chance for Johnson at second base. I mean, he's barely off the bag, and it's caught right where it needed to be from Norway's point of view. That's up high and inside to Pietrantonio. Christman is safe on the fielder's choice. And that one is outside. Parker Pietrantonio grounded to short his first time up. There's 2 out in the inning. Kingsford with a runner at first. And now Pietrantonio back in the box. Here comes a pitch to him. He pops it straight up in the air. Third baseman Anderson runs over, makes the catch, hops up in the air. Norway gets out of it. They give up 2, but the inning is over. And we go to the 5th inning here in Quinnesec. It's Norway 7, Kingsford 2, and we'll be back in 90 seconds.
Configuring the Bluetooth. Deciding who controls the music. Remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the 3rd or 4th level of the parking garage. That's simple human.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna have a little pull, right? Yeah, I just... All right, we go to the 5th inning here in Quinnesec, and Mason Schultz leads off for Norway. They're up 7-2 as they were able to get out of a sticky situation with 3 outs, 2 of them on a double play liner up the middle. Now Schultz bounces this one to short, takes a nice hop. The throw to first is high, pulls him off the bag, and Kingsford commits another error at E6. And to the top of the order, Jack Payette. The Norway second baseman. He had a base hit his last time up. First pitch. That one is in the dirt for ball one. Payette bats with a runner at first. And he swings and hits it to the right side. That is a fair ball, and that is a base hit. Runner's advancing to third base, and he'll slide in safely and into second. Payette flies, and he is safe. Now the ball gets away, and Norway will get a run. Scoring all the way from first, Mason Schultz. And the Norway boys are pumped again. It's now 8-2. So, they get it right back, and almost out of pitches now is Connor Crispin. Jack Bordich, the Norway catcher, takes strike one, runner at second, nobody out. Kingsford down 8-2 now. And Bordich swings. Hits a fly ball into the gap in center field. It's going to drop. Here comes the runner around third. Norway's going to get another. Standing up, scoring on the play all the way to third, Bordich. And unfortunately, we have the two guys who collided out there in center field. One of them is down and hopefully just shaken up a little bit and he'll be all right. So it is a run for Norway. They're up 9-2. And hopefully, I can't tell you which kid is down out there because they collided.